So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Here on WGN. Thanks for being with us this Friday. Here's a question for you, and it's a serious question. Have you bought a gun or thought about buying a gun lately? Strange question, I know, but I'm asking because in Illinois, if you look at the numbers right now, there is a huge increase in the number of people buying guns just in the past month, over the past few weeks even. What do you think? Is it something you have considered? Let us know. 312-981-7200. Do you or somebody you know, have they recently purchased a gun? Permit applications in Illinois are up over 500% year to year. And this real numbers here, let's see, more than 40,000 people in Illinois applied for a gun permit in just about a little more than the last 2 weeks. More than 500% over this time last year. That's the Illinois State Police numbers. Who's buying them? Let's find out a little more. From a guy who's selling them, in fact. Joining the show, Mark Glavin. He's the owner of Fox Valley Shooting Range. Hey, Mark, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for calling in at WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
What are you noticing here? I mean, this is a huge number, right? I mean, a huge number year to year. We can see what's happening in the world and make, kind of decide okay, we see riots one weekend about a month ago. You see unrest. You see a lot of things happening, a pandemic going on, people are feeling somewhat insecure. I mean, I guess all those things could be reasons, but you're actually seeing the people and talking to the people. Yeah, it sounds busy there right now, actually, Mark.
Yeah, they're kind of uncertain. When the pandemic first started in mid-March, they were afraid of what was the unknown. And, you know, so they as more talk of Pritzker shutting the state down, that just ramped up gun sales through the end of March. And then April, May, it started to slow down a little bit, and then the riots came in. And I think, you know, people were seriously concerned that the riots were going to spread out to the western suburbs. Pump action shotguns couldn't keep them on the shelf. Fortunately, there was very little unrest in, out west. But I think that was what was fueling their concern.
And it was this immediately after we saw the very, very violent couple of nights there of rioting and looting and that kind of thing? Or
yeah.
Have you just sort of noticed it? I mean, what's the timeline you're talking about here?
I'd have to look back. I mean, it started like this first week, ended the first week in May or in June. I think that's when the riot started. It kept up pretty much a steady pace. It's kind of slowed down the last week or so, and I think that maybe a bit of appetite has been, soothed the gun buying appetite, and unfortunately, the supply chain for the firearms industry has been hit hard, so we're having a hard time keeping our shelves stocked. It's just getting the supply. All the distributors are backed up because of the COVID-19 and work restrictions and social distancing. They can only have half the people in the warehouse picking orders. So it used to be I'd place an order on Monday afternoon and it would be shipping by Tuesday at the latest. I'd get it Wednesday, and now all the distributors are shipping a week to two back. So I order something today, it's not even going to start shipping for 2 weeks.
So does that indicate to you that obviously it's not only our area, but it's other areas too, that there's a supply chain and I guess a demand issue?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, I was talking with the distributors. They have never seen it like this. I've been in the business only 2 years now, so I don't have a lot of history on it, but everyone was telling me, before this was Sandy Hook. And when Sandy Hook happened, you couldn't buy, the distributors were sold out. You couldn't get a gun. And the distributors I'm talking to are saying this is that plus some. So they're having a hard time keeping it in stock across the country.
Yeah, 312-981-7200 is our number if you want to weigh in on this, what you're seeing or what you're doing yourself. I've noticed that people who I talk with are having conversations about a gun, getting a gun, who I've never heard talk about this before. And I wonder, as you see people come into the store, are you finding a number of first-time buyers? Are you talking to them and finding that that's the case?
Yes. First-time gun buyers are coming in. Never had a gun, owned, have their FOID cards, but have never decided they needed to have a firearm. And they're changing. They're saying, "Yeah, you know, I think I need a firearm, and I need training," which is really nice because they're, you know, people, first-time buyers need training. You can't just buy a gun and expect to know how to use it. So we're seeing a big insurge in first-time buyers and training. And it's actually, you know, husband and wife come in, and they both want to have input onto what firearm they purchase for the home. And they're, you know, we have a rental counter where they can try different handguns, and they're, you know, try different manufacturers, different frame sizes, and decide which one suits them the best for home protection.
Mm-hmm. And that is mostly what it is, home protection versus concealed carry or wanting to carry it with them?
Well, concealed carry classes are picking up. But unfortunately, those people are behind the curve. If they take the concealed carry class today, they're not going to get their license for 3 months. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, yeah, we are seeing a big uptick in concealed carry classes just for, you know, put it forefront in their mind. Yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a while. Well, okay, now I'm going to go do it. But, you know, a lot of the home defense, guns are going pretty steady still. And classes are picking up across the board. Introduction to handgun classes, women's introduction to gun classes, you know, they're all the classrooms are filling up.
Would you say a lot of women more so than usual, or men versus women? How would you break that down?
No, we just started a couple of women's introduction gun classes about 3 weeks ago, and I think we've had three of them, and everyone's been full.
Wow. That says something.
You know, it's a basic introduction to handguns, and very down to earth. Start with the basic safety rules and build from there. But the women's classes are filling up very quickly.
Do you need to take any kind of class? You can just buy a gun, right? Unless you're going to do concealed carry, you have. Do you need to do it? I'm sure you recommend it when people buy one if they don't know what they're doing.
Once you have a FOID card, then you can purchase a firearm, and there really is no training required. I strongly recommend any first-time new gun buyer take the class. If you know somebody that is experienced, fine. If not, take a class. Wherever you're at in the Chicagoland area, your local gun range is going to have training classes that can get you up to speed and make sure you're handling your firearm in a safe manner.
Yeah, you know, Mark, I was surprised when I saw this 500% increase year over year. I expect you aren't, because you're seeing it every day. Has it started to sort of get a little less so? Are you selling a little less every day that goes by now, or is it still at a brisk pace?
No, it's definitely slowed down. From the peak, second week of June to now, it's probably in half or better. But we have a big backlog of firearms that were purchased that we're still purging out and releasing to customers every day.
All right. Well, I mean, that helps answer some of it. You know, you read a story, and it's kind of hard sometimes to understand exactly what's behind it. So I appreciate you calling in, Mark, this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you having me.